Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Sam.
And this is The Bottom Line.
Woo!
We're not in The Bottom Line Worldwide Headquarters.
AKA Doug's house.
No, I miss it so much. We've been traveling so much. Yeah. It's just like we're either on the boat or doing other stuff.
Yeah.
You know why I miss the headquarters so
much? Why?
Because I can do stuff like this. Like balloons?
Huh? Ooh.
Look at the balloons.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Very
I can
cool.
also do this. You like fire?
Sure. Ooh, okay, put it out.
Okay, all right. Maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah, not in the galley.
Okay, by the way, what are these things?
It looks like Yetis.
Yetis.
Yeah.
Hold it up like this. Look, we're between two Yetis. Okay, give me some industry news. I'm begging for it.
Well, this is weird. It says that you're going to be interviewing Captain Tom Yost on one of your Oculus, but at the boat show.
The boat show was last week.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. And we're taping this show for 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
So I have to go back in time 3 weeks.
Yes.
And interview him at a boat show that's already over.
Exactly.
What am I, Austin Powers?
Yeah.
All right. I'll get my time machine. I'll get that interview done. You guys take a look at it right now. Movie magic.
Movie magic.
And it's a really cool boat, by the way. Check it out. So anyway, until next time, I'm Doug.
And I'm Sam.
And this is The Bottom Line. Hey, everybody. Doug from The Bottom Line. We're still at the boat show, and we have the privilege and honor of checking out the motor yacht Oculus. But first, I got to say a couple of things. Don't forget our sponsors, Marine Data Solutions. I mean, they keep us on Wi-Fi all day long, and Salty Rags Crew Apparel. They make sure we don't run around naked all the time. So anyway, we're here with Oculus, and there's Captain Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Doug. It's about time you came to see me.
It's very busy here. Permission to come aboard.
Come on aboard.
So let's find out where Tom is. Oh, there's Tom. There's Tom. Tom, can I come in?
Come on in.
All right.
Just on fingerprint patrol.
Fingerprint patrol?
Welcome aboard.
Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Doug. Good to see you, brother.
Hey, wait. You got two tables here.
Yeah, we have interior dining, formal dining, and we have exterior on two levels.
Wow, okay. Or this is the adult table, and that's the child table.
We can do that as well.
So you are on fingerprint patrol.
Yes, sir,
I am. You know, a lot of people that are not in the yachting industry don't know what that is, but okay. That's basically you running around all the time with a rag.
That's it. I run around with the rag. I clean up all the fingerprints from everybody that...
And there's some people buying a boat now.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. Chartering a boat?
Buying it, chartering it, looking at it.
We're going to charter it.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
So, Tom.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the boat.
Okay, so this is a 1996.
1996.
Yes, sir. It's a John Vandenberg, but the only thing on it's a 96, in my opinion, is the strainers in the hull.
What about the deckhands?
The deckhands, we got a couple that were born in 96.
Okay.
That's all about right. It. So at the end of the day, this boat was completely refit on the exterior, new teak, new stainless, new paint, new fiberglass. The interior, we gutted it to the strainers, and here we are.
I was on this boat when it was launched.
Okay.
This does not look like the boat.
It's not.
This wasn't here. None of this was here. I think that wall's different. Everything is completely different. This mm-hmm. guy spent a ton of money on this boat.
Yes, he has.
And the purpose is to charter.
That's correct.
Yes. This used to be the old Mercedes.
Right.
Ray Katina, big Porsche Mercedes mm-hmm. guy out of New Jersey. This was his second one.
Yep.
Actually, my buddy in the Coast Guard ran his first one.
Okay.
That's how I got on the second one. I saw this one in St. Bart's. But this is absolutely magnificent.
Main deck master this way. Mm-hmm. Take it down here.
How big is the boat?
It's 127 feet.
127.
127.
And you carry how many guests?
We have 10 guests. And I like to tell everybody we can charter 10 and party 100.
Party 100. Not on real charter.
Not
though.
On a real charter. Everybody said we charter 10.
Yeah, because everybody on the internet will flame you for that.
That's for sure.
So you got 10 guests.
That's correct.
And you have...
Myself plus six crew.
Yourself plus six.
Yes, sir.
And you just got in operation. The boat looks magnificent.
We just... released her in the charter 2 months ago.
That's incredible. The boat looks fantastic. Show me some more.
Come on. Let's go.
I noticed you don't have a jacuzzi.
Yeah, we have a jacuzzi. Come on. Come on this way. Watch your step here. Like this way.
Well, you got side decks.
Yes, sir, we do.
But wait.
It's a complete walk.
Stairs at the bow? Okay, let's go check it out.
Right up this way.
Wow, you're actually... taking care of fingerprints as we're walking around.
That's correct. So on the bow of the boat, this is a popular spot.
The jacuzzi.
10-person jacuzzi.
At the bow.
At the bow.
Wait a minute. And life rafts.
You gotta have those.
So if you get sloshed in the jacuzzi and the boat starts to sink, you just throw these over.
That's correct.
This is insane. Wow, nice boat. Nice. This lounge area is very rare for a boat this size.
That's correct. This boat, in its class, at 130 feet,
yeah.
127 feet,
yeah.
This has got more space than any boat out there, in my opinion. But I might be a little biased.
For a boat this size, the bow has an unbelievable amount of space.
Yes,
it does. This is crazy.
One of the most popular spots on the boat is right here. And we do quite a bit of entertaining on the bow of the boat.
Okay, I got to ask, because that's the wheelhouse.
Yes, sir.
So you're driving the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of shenanigans going on up here.
Yes.
Do you have to drive like this?
No, I drive like this.
You drive
with the binoculars?
Yeah, I put the binoculars on.
Because, I mean, you have a ringside seat to all the shenanigans that go on yachts. And we've been in this a long time.
That's correct.
You know, sometimes you got to go, what the hell? Just go have fun.
That's it. What goes on the yacht?
Stays on the yacht. We're like doctors. So can we go check out the wheelhouse?
Which way do we go? We can go either side. These are our wing stations.
Oh, so the boat flies.
She sure does. Don't you see the wings we have? Come on this way. Welcome to the wheelhouse. This is the only piece of the boat that we didn't renovate.
I'm very disappointed. I got to be honest with you. We've done two of these already, and I have not yet been on a boat with a freaking steering wheel. Is this a steering wheel?
No. Right there's my steering wheel.
This is a steering wheel. Yeah, I was just on another boat. The steering wheel was this big. The steering wheel company people must be so upset. They're like, sales are down 70%. We're not selling steering wheels.
We're putting them
what
out of
the
business.
Hell?
That's it.
So anyway, this is the bridge. It's pretty amazing.
Commercial grade.
Are we moving?
No.
Okay.
Commercial grade
autopilots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, commercial grade autopilots and controls.
See, on my boat, we have Playmobil grade.
That's correct.
Yes, they're big buttons and big numbers because I'm old. This is an amazing bridge. I know the boat was jet drive at one point.
Yes, sir, it was.
So now it's not.
No, it's not anymore.
You can explain that in the engine room. Yes. It's fusion drive.
Yeah, it sure is.
Or nuclear power. Well, we'll figure that out. So, Tom, I know you've been in the business a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get to here? People want to know, how do you get to be on a boat like this?
I started on the water taxis. I was a water taxi captain.
Where?
And right here in Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
You were a Fort Lauderdale water taxi captain?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Were you one of those guys going... Someday.
Someday. I was saying someday I was going to be there. And before you know it,
you're here. Saying,
I'm here. You know what they say about boats? Once you get into a boat, it starts swelling up. So I started on that little John boat.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am at 130 feet, still going.
So you actually split your time over your career between commercial.
That's correct.
And yachts.
And so what I did, two different things. As you know, and everybody in the industry knows, you don't always leave one job and go right to the next. You always got some time in between.
Mm-hmm.
So
usually rehab for me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, court-ordered appearances, stuff like that. It's a mess. That's getting fewer and far between.
Yeah. So I always wanted to stay, I call fresh, keep your chops up.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the Gulf, the oil business.
You were in the oil business.
Yes, sir.
Now, you didn't have an oil.
No.
You were running boats.
I was running boats. The oil business, the Gulf, they call it the, you know, you just run out. We ran crew and supply boats,
mm-hmm.
135s, 180s, ran them out to the rigs.
I know, because you were on yachts. You actually took over my old boat about 5 years ago. And then,
yes, we did.
Then you jumped on a couple more yachts. I happen to know that, what was it, a year ago or so, you were running...
Survey vessel.
Out of
Norfolk,
mm-hmm. for the new wind farm.
That's correct.
So you literally go from commercial to yacht.
That's correct.
I'm going to tell you something. That's a hard thing to do because I've been in this business a long time, and some people can make that switch from commercial to yachting. Some people can make the switch from yachting to commercial, but it ain't easy.
You know, one of the things that's nice about that is it gives you a good mix. You really appreciate yachting once you spend a few months on a commercial boat, and at the same, after your few months on a few years in a commercial charter.
I think it makes you a better, more rounded captain.
I think so.
Because I've heard stories where the yacht guys go to the commercial and they're up on the bridge and go, I'm the captain, go down the engine room and check something. And the engineer's like, I'm gonna knife you. You come back up on the bridge, you do your thing and I'll do mine. And then I've had commercial guys get into yachting and they don't understand the delicate etiquette that you need with high net worth individuals. So,
that's correct.
You know, you've successfully have done that and gone back and forth. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
You know, and
it's a unique blend of professionalism. You really have to know your clientele, and you have to know the people you work with in a commercial side. In the commercial side of the boat, especially out in the Gulf, I was running around with a bunch of crazy Cajuns, you know?
Yeah.
And you just never know what to expect. Hmm. In the commercial side of the business, the cocktail of the day was Tylenol and 7-Up.
So, I'm ex-military. We go out 30 days, 40 days, 50 mm-hmm. days.
Yeah.
In the yachting industry, people start complaining, like, it's Saturday. Don't we have a day off?
Yeah, right. You don't get days off in this industry.
So, I mean, kudos to you. This is an awesome ride. I'd like to see some more. What should we see next?
Let me take you up to the sun deck.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Okay, let's go. Which way?
Doug, we're going to go out this door here and around the back.
Is this your chair?
That's the navigator's chair. It was a leftover.
This is the captain's chair. This is where you sit and tell everybody they're doing everything wrong.
That's it. 10 degrees left rudder. Yeah. 10 degrees right rudder.
Mind your helm. So this isn't the top deck.
No, sir.
This is the in-between deck?
Yes, it is.
Is this the poop deck?
This is the tweener.
Okay, this doesn't look like a poop deck. Is that the engineer?
Yeah, that's our
You know how I can tell it's the engineer?
Because he's got an engineer suit
got
on.
Got an engineering suit on, but he's giving tours. That's really good because those guys, you know.
Engineers know a lot about the boat. You know, this engineer's been, I've been working with him on and off for 10 years, and he is probably one of the top notch guys in the business.
Well, it's nice to have an engineer because when you're up, the greatest thing about being a captain on a yacht is being able to call down and go, I need more speed, okay? And then you have to say, and the guy, he says, well, there's something wrong. How long is it going to take to fix? 5 hours. And then the beautiful part is when you say you have three.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
All right. Let's. Okay.
So we're going to go up to the sun deck on the top.
All right. Sun deck. Well, this boat just has more decks and more decks.
We just kept adding. The idea was to maximize all the space on the boat.
Now, I remember this used to be a helm station.
This was a very small helm station.
It literally was a chair and a wheel.
That's all it was.
And now it's a cocktail bar. They did a wonderful job refitting this boat. But what are these huge things?
This is all storage space.
Yeah, this is storage space, right? A lot of people don't understand that one of them has something, and to make the boat look good,
that's exactly
the other one. So
this is our DirecTV dome. This is our real dome.
Uh-huh.
This is a dummy dome.
Uh-huh.
And this is a dumber dome.
That's funny. You named them dummy dome and dumber dome.
We have a big screen, 11-foot screen. We convert it to an outdoor movie theater. If it's too windy, then it becomes a dance floor. We call it Club Max After Dark.
All right.
Yeah, let's do the engine room. Watch your head.
Yeah.
Going down there, Doug.
Okay, so Tom, everything's awesome. I got a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
One, it seems like there's a lot of outdoor places. Oh, look at her dusting.
Yeah, she's fingerprint patrol.
Okay, so you seem like there's a lot of places that you can lay down outside.
Yes.
See, that's very efficient. I love that. So anyway, there's a lot of places where you can lay down outside, so mm-hmm. that's kind of interesting. We'll talk about that later. But I do want to see the engine room. Is that possible?
Yes, it is. We'll right this way. We'll take the engine
room. It's in the back. Okay,
yes, sir.
Good.
It's in the back or the stern, the aft. All right, come on into the engine room, Doug.
Wait, what's this area?
This is our garage, or we call it the toy store.
Of course you have a garage.
Watch your head. From garage to toy store.
Oh my God, okay, the beer cooler for the crew.
That's exactly what that is.
Okay, this is an engine room.
This is a real engine room. Jeff's right, he's back there. Jeff's back in the back.
So, okay. This used to be jet drive.
Yes, it did.
Now it's prop drive.
That's correct.
So obviously these engines have been switched.
Yes.
So what did it have before and what's it got now?
I don't know the jet drive engine that it had.
Uh-huh.
That would be a question that our engineer could answer for you.
Okay.
It has 396 Detroit diesels now.
Okay.
These engines have 14,000 hours on them. Don't burn a drop.
Wait, did you say 14,000?
14,000. Don't burn a drop of oil. And are just as stiff as they were when we first got them.
Now, if I remember when this boat was launched, it was pretty damn fast.
Yeah.
What about now?
Not very fast now.
You're in for comfort, the charter experience.
Here's on a boat this size, 12 or 13 knots, is a good speed for cruising.
Let me tell you something. That's what everybody cruises at. It's just a fact of life. I mean, but this boat looks like it's doing 30 miles an hour.
It looks like a lot. It's just the fact that it looks fast.
Yeah.
is a thing.
Yeah. So this is a pretty... So as far as engine rooms go, two engines, check.
Two engines, check.
Air conditioning?
15 tons.
Check.
Check.
Generators are somewhere.
Two brand new generators, rebuilt on both sides, port and starboard.
Workbench?
One workbench.
Tool, I mean, for 127 feet long, and the way the boat is built, you have a lot of space down here.
We sure do.
And you know what? There's another way out. This was super, super awesome. But, okay, so what's the deal? How much is it per week?
It's $125,000 for 7 days.
125, okay, I'm out. How about 2 hours? Make me a deal?
Yeah, I can always make the deal.
10 guests.
10 guests.
Seven crew. 6 plus captain.
That's correct.
She's been completely refit. Yep. And where are you cruising?
Bahamas and Caribbean. We're going to leave as soon as the weather breaks. We're going to leave to the Bahamas and keep going south. Turks and Caicos all the way down.
Oh, so you're going all the way down.
Yes,
I'll see you in the spring.
Yes, you will.
You have an amazing ride. This boat has been completely redone. The only thing, like you said, the only thing on here that was from 1996, I don't even know. But anyway, it's been such an honor and a pleasure. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Good
Thanks
luck.
For coming out.
Good luck on your new command.
Thank you.
And good luck with your winter charter season.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Okay, gang.
Thanks.
That was the Motoryacht Oculus, and that was a pretty cool little tour. We'll see you next week. My name's Doug from The Bottom Line. We'll see you later.